Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Monday, the 15th of February. Hi, I'm Paul. I'll be your host today in what is a wet Waihi here in New Zealand. So in the news this morning, we've got cricket, new international cricket being up to speed with T20 and Test action. It was the National Road Championships for New Zealand at the weekend in the cycling. We've got NBA and NBL action in the basketball. The Prada Cup continued yesterday, but it's postponed due to the COVID lockdown. We'll get into that details as well. There was action in the Australian Open for both Kiwi players as well as international players. A-League action with Wellington Phoenix playing the West Coast Mariners. With PGA Tour, where Tim Wilkinson is playing, there's been Six Nation action, and then there's also the UFC as well. Boy, oh boy, it is a packed news morning this morning. Hi, this is your best way to start the day up to speed with the important sports news. Over in the UFC, 258, and Kamaru Usman beat Gilbert Burns to keep his welterweight title in that one. This man moved his record to 18-1 in that one. So congratulations to him with that one. It only took 25 seconds in this one. So a very quick fight. Good stoppage from him. Moving on to the PGA Golf over there in the USA, and it is the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and Tim Wilkinson is in action in this one. He's actually on the course at the moment. He's tied 25th in this one, so 25th at 6 under par, trailing Spieth, who's still the leader at 13 under at the top of the table in that one. Tim made a good start to this one, but has unfortunately slipped back in this sort of third round. So staying over in the States for the NBA, and there were five games yesterday. The Suns downed the 76ers 120-111, but the Jazz beat the Heat 112-94 in that one in key games. That means now that the 76ers are still at the top of the table, even with that loss, being chased by the Bucks and the Nets on the Eastern Conference side. Over on the Western Conference, the Jazz lead the Lakers and the Clippers on that side of things. There are another 10 games today with the Pelicans taking on the Pistons. That's right, Steve Adams's team are in action again at 1 p.m. today for that one. Obviously, join us tomorrow at 7 a.m. for the morning sports briefing, where we'll bring you up to speed with all of the important sports news, including that Pelicans game. And you can also listen to us as a podcast. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those wonderful places. In the NBL, there were two, over Australia, there were two games yesterday. The Kings lost to the Hawks, with the Hawks in that one 85-82. And the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix beat the Wildcats 96-71. Today, the 36ers will take on the Bullets at 9:30 p.m. In the table, we still see Melbourne United at the top there, leading the Hawks, and the Breakers, unfortunately, bringing up the bottom of the table currently. Staying in Australia for the A-League action, and the Wellington Phoenix took on the Central Coast Mariners yesterday, the top of the table, Central Coast Mariners. The Wellington Phoenix didn't help themselves when David Ball was red carded in the first half for an ugly challenge. The Wellington Phoenix coach, Ufuk Tele, said that, yeah, play with 10 men for 60 minutes doesn't help. But I thought the red card was a red card, to be honest. So no complaints there from the Phoenix around the refereeing. And they unfortunately lost the game 2-0 to Central Coast Mariners. Obviously, that means Central Coast Mariners still remain top of the table. The Phoenix are still in 11th, just above Melbourne Victory. We'll stay in Australia again and move on to the Australian Open. In the men's doubles, Kiwi Daniel with his partner Oswald through to the quarterfinals, beating Munro and Typho 6-3, 7-5. Today, we'll see Venus with his partner Piers in action against number 5 seeds Ram and Salisbury to try and get through to the quarterfinals as well. Over in the men's singles, and Djokovic did manage to play with that injury he had previously, winning 7-6, 4-6, 6-1, 6-4 to go through to the quarterfinals, beating Raonic. Also through to Thurman, unfortunately, has been knocked out and didn't make it through to the quarterfinals. Dimitrov beat him. So Thurman, the 3 seed, is out, losing 6-4, 6-4, 6-0 today. Number 2 seed Nadal and number 4 seed Medvedev will both try and get through to the quarterfinals themselves. On the women's side of things, Osaka got through, the number 3 seed got through to the quarterfinals, coming through 4-6, 6-4, 7-5. As did the Halep, the number 2 seed, winning 3-6, 6-1, 6-4. And Serena Williams, 6-4, 2-6, 6-4. So all of them having to go to 3 sets there. Today, the number 1 seed, Barty, will look to get through as well on her side of the draw. Moving on then to the Six Nations. And as we were talking yesterday, game between Scotland and Wales was ongoing. There was a red card in that one for a reckless clear out for Ferguson for Scotland. And that definitely helped Wales win 25-24 in that one. So Wales have been, in the first two rounds, been the played teams who have had a player red carded and have come through 2-0 so far in that one. France are also unbeaten, beating Ireland 15-13. In the early hours of this morning. Next week is a bye week for the Six Nations before it returns with Italy versus Ireland, Wales versus England, and France versus Scotland. So that's in 2 weekends' time. Moving on then to the Prada Cup. And 2 races yesterday, and Luna Rosa kept up their winning streak, winning both races out there on course E to take a 4-0 lead in the Prada Cup. This is a 1st-to-7, so just 3 more races that Luna Rosa need in this one over Ineos Team UK. They were due to be back out on the water on Wednesday, but due to Auckland going into level 3 COVID, that means that they won't be able to, those races on Wednesday won't be able to go ahead and have been postponed. If they return to level 1 at midnight on Wednesday, as is the current when that currently it's said to be changed, then they will race on Thursday instead. Otherwise, we'll have to wait and see how that gets rescheduled. Over in the cricket then, and to say we had T20 action as Pakistan took on South Africa in the 3rd T20 there. The series was tied 1-1. This was the decider. South Africa went in to bat first, David Miller scored 85 off just 45 balls, 85 not out actually, to lead his side to 164 for 8 off their 20 overs. Zahid Mahmood, took 3 wickets, leading the bowling attack for Pakistan. Pakistan in reply knocked off the runs with a more with just over and over to spare, reaching 169 for six off there in the 19th over. Rizwan at the top of the innings got 42. Azam scored 44 to give the Pakistan a good start there, and they were they win the series 2-1. Shamsi for South Africa did pick up four wickets in that one for just 25 runs in his four overs, so he did well, but unfortunately not enough for him for South Africa there in that one. Moving on then to the second test between India and England. India posted 329 in their first innings, with Moeen Ali taking four wickets. In reply, England was skittled out for 134. Ben Folkes with 42 not out was the only real resistance from England there, as Ravi Chandran, Ashwin took five wickets to lead the bowling attack for India. So a good lead for India off that one. In their second innings, India have lost Subhraman Gill cheaply for 14 runs and are on 54 for one at the end of day two, with a lead of 249. So in a very strong position there are India in the second test. Over in Bangladesh, and that test match has come to a close. Remember, West Indies scored 409 in their first innings. In reply, Bangladesh scored 296. The West Indies were then out cheaply for 117 all out. Bonner with 38 top scored there, but only three batsmen got into double figures for the West Indies, as they were all out for 117. That meant that Bangladesh had a very sporting target of 231 to chase. They made a good start. Iqbal at the top scoring a half century, scoring 50 runs. But the West Indies fought back with Cornwall taking four wickets, Warrican three and Braithwaite three to bowl out Bangladesh for 213, meaning that the West Indies won by just 17 runs. A tight one there in the second test match over in Bangladesh. Sorry, I'm going to sneeze. That's me. To finish off then, let's talk about the... actually, before we finish off, I just want to talk about yesterday. I was at the Jet Sprint testing for the Sprint Bowl. At the Sprint Bowl in Merry, where they will be hosting the next round of the New Zealand Championships on Saturday, COVID permitting. I'll be along there. I got to interview a couple of the drivers. Those interviews are going up on the various socials, and also I got to have a go in one of the Jet Sprint boats, so that will be going up this week. So keep an eye out for that. Amazing to be given the opportunity to go in one of those Jet Sprint boats. They really are fantastic pieces of kit. Do keep an eye out. I say the on the Saturday the 20th is the Merry is the next round of the National Championships, and I'll be along there, hopefully covering that one, COVID permitting. Over in the cycling then, and it was the National Road Race Championships for New Zealand. Georgia Williams took out the women's title, sprinting her way to win in for her second title in that one. George Bennett picked up his first title at the And so both of those will be taking those jerseys back to Europe to work, race on the World Tour. So congratulations to the both of them who took those championships. In the under 23s, Georgia Danford was the women's winner, and Jack Drage won the men's event in that one. You have now started the day the best way to speak with all of the important sports news. Don't forget to join us at 8 p.m. this evening for Swinging from the Hip, your weekly cricketing fix. We'll be back also on Tuesday evening with the Driving Wall Show, as well as next Saturday morning, the Knicks newsletter. So lots and lots of shows coming your way here on New Zealand Sports Radio.